Welcome away with me, my little Juno boy. I wanna be your Juno mama for a while. And if you stay, well, you'll see that I can bring you lots of joy. I can turn those little teardrops into a smile. Well, if you're blue, don't cry. Just wander right downtown, and you'll find your Delta mama waiting there. Well, I thought you knew that I would never let you down. I can ease your mind and take away all of your cares. Well, come away with me, my little Juno boy. I wanna be your Juno mama for a while. And if you stay, well, you'll see that I could bring you lots of joy. Well, I can turn those little teardrops into a smile. Well, if the grass grows brown, don't hang your head too low. Well, there ain't no need for you to sit and pine. Well, you just ask around and I'm sure someone will know just exactly what it takes to get you back to feeling fine. Well, come away with me, my little Juno boy. I wanna be your Juno mama for a while. And if you stay, well, you'll see that I could bring you lots of joy. Well, I can turn those little teardrops into a smile.
I love it. Yes. Yes, we can applaud the three of us that are in the studio here. That's so awesome. So we just heard a little music, and that's going to be happening this Saturday at the annual Juno Food Festival and Farmers Market for 2023. We're going to get into all the details about it. There's workshop, music, like you just heard. Phil Hibshin is here from the Executive Director of the JAC, Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Why don't we start with the music, Phil? Will you introduce our fantastic guests that we just heard?
Everyone listening just had the privilege of hearing Lisa Puanani Mohala Ikalani Deni on the ukulele.
Ukulele, yes!
Yeah, we're really excited that she was able to come here today, first of all. Thank you for joining on such short notice. And she's going to be performing during the Food Fest this Saturday.
And also you have some other music people.
Oh, we have a lot of everything going on
Saturday. Well, let's just start with just the music. Just run down the music for me.
We got Douglas Badilla performing some Motown. We have a student performance, a student violin performance. DJ Drake is going to be there. And then Lisa will be closing the program.
Basically be music for the entire thing, which is like 10 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 26th. We'll get into that. But we also have another guest in the studio. Mm-hmm. Sarah Lewis is here from the UAF Extension Office? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Cooperative Extension Service.
Cooperative Extension Service.
I'm an agent. I have a card and everything. It's awesome.
That's cool. And Sarah's going to be leading some workshops that will be happening. So we'll get into those in just a minute. But let's go back to this annual food festival and farmers market and sort of like, how many years has this been going on? What is this? It seems like a giant celebration. Like it's like people, like you have 40, it's
big.
It's huge.
It's big. That's a good question. How many years it's been going on? I don't actually know the answer to that.
Sarah knows.
I was at the first.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm thinking it was 2010, 20.
Okay.
That sounds pretty authoritative to me. Let's go.
So we're talking the 13th, 14th annual, something like that?
Yeah, it's more than a decade.
Yeah. Right,
If you haven't been before, think the weekend summer markets that we do, but bigger and more focus on food. We have a lot going on locally in terms of small businesses up and coming that are doing their own sustainable practice and production. And we're just trying to showcase and highlight all those really great things happening.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. So you've got let's get the details out there. It's the Saturday, August 26th. Starts in the morning, 10 to noon. So that's not unlike the regular markets that you might have throughout the summer. This is like that, just sort of on steroids, right? It's like, it's huge. Road rage for the farmer's market.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's 10 to 2 on Saturday. Okay. We have over 40 vendors this year. There is still some availability. So if you've been on the fence, you have today until 5.
So like 80 minutes to get online at jahc.org. And if you want to be a vendor, get on there and sign up.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we have some really great vendors this year. Worthy Seafoods is going to be there selling their halibut. Ed's Edible Landscaping, they grow local produce, a lot of perennials, a lot of fruits and berries and stuff. So they're worth checking out, too. Naturally, Juno is going to be there with homemade jams and pies, all made from local berries and fruits. And I can just keep, do you want me to just keep going down this list?
Yeah, because I will. Just highlight some more. Why not?
Okay, sure. Huntley Woodcrafts, woodworking shop. I think a lot of people are familiar with them. They make bowls, cutting boards, kitchen utensils. So all kind of in line with that culinary theme, as you can see.
Yeah.
Juno Greens is going to be there. Basil, lettuce, a bunch of leafy greens. Their stuff is really, really good. And I think they're making some special lemonade for Food Fest too, which will be good. So hopefully it's relatively sunny out, so people will drink that. I'll have some. Maeda Treats is going to be there. Jellies, jams, their fry bread is delicious. So definitely get there to check that out. I don't know if anyone else is a fry bread junkie, but like... every time I hear that there's going to be fried bread, I am there. So I'm really excited.
Well, and this is a good time to say, too, that you make a note on your webpage, very clear. Some vendors sell out early. Mm-hmm. So make sure to stop by in the morning for the best. This isn't the kind of festival you want to show up at 1:30.
No.
You want to be there. Well, you want to be there at 1:30 so you can hear Lisa play. But you do want to make sure that you're there, especially if you're trying to take home some jams and jellies, things that are bottled, things that people are selling. This is a huge event and it's going to be packed. And so just making sure you're planning for that and parking and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And then you can go and see some of these, you know, 40 vendors, which this list is amazing.
There's a lot. There's a lot. Salty Lady Seafoods, if anyone else loves oysters, they're going to be there selling oysters. Beaufort's Bakery, they make really cool dog and cat treats too, but it's not just limited to pets. They have food for people as well, so something for everyone through them. Paula's Pies, if you know, you know. They're delicious. Check it out. And then there's just so much. We have food trucks are going to be there as well. Devil's Hideaway, El Chingon, Four Plates, which, Sarah, you were just kind of nerding out about.
Yeah.
Peruvian food.
Yes, it's really good. Yeah. They were at our 50th anniversary.
Well, that's so great. And you can see this entire list. You can go to jahc.org. There's a big, you know, area right there on the front page to say click to this page, and it gives you all of the different vendors. And you're going to want to not eat breakfast on Saturday. Maybe you don't even want to eat dinner on Friday. I don't know. I think you want to come hungry.
Well, let's not get to it. Like,
you want to stretch your stomach
please,
for
please
dinner.
Please eat dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. Stretch your stomach to be prepared for the next day. That's what
right.
You
okay.
Do.
That's true, I guess. Yeah. So that's good. Okay. So I want to ask Lisa real quick, and then we'll talk about some workshop stuff. But Lisa, what is it like to play for this kind of event?
You know, I haven't had the pleasure of finding out yet, Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. But have you done like outdoor things or is it?
I played for the Juno Maritime Festival.
Okay.
It was terribly pleasant.
Yeah. Well, you hope for good weather, I think.
Yeah, it was great weather. We just lucked out that time around. And, you know, people wandering around, enjoying vendors. I'm a big advocate of buying local, especially local food. And I'm so excited to be a part of this event. I think it'll be lovely. I'm crossing my fingers that the weather's just Goldilocks perfect for all of us.
That would be so nice.
I hope all the vendors sell out all their goods. And I hope everyone enjoys the music.
So what time do you go on? Do we know?
I'll be on from 1 to 2.
Okay. So 1 to 2. So is each of these music scheduled guests, are they each like an hour long?
An hour,
or
roughly,
45?
Yeah.
They're set, as it were, 45 to 50
exactly
minutes.
Exactly right.
And that's so good. And it's like, I almost wanted Lisa to play like, we could just have underscore of ukulele the entire interview, but I didn't want to ask her to do that. Just like a little bit. But I mean, an hour is like a long time, right? To to do that.
It's a fair, it's not too bad.
Not
I've played
bad.
2 hour sets before, yeah. You know, this, I think it's doable, Boston. I'll do my best for you.
any secrets or special guests or anything?
Secrets? I don't know about secrets. I have something that's not a secret at all that I'd love to just mention one
of
more
course.
Time. Any musicians out there, anybody facilitating music in the state of Alaska, if you haven't heard about it or taken it yet, the Alaska Music Census is still running until September 2nd. We need you to raise your voice and let us know what you're doing in music. It's an anonymous survey. You can take it at the Alaska Independent Musicians Initiative website. That's Akimi. And it's going to help us get funding for grants. It's going to help us advocate for music education. It'll provide incentives for people to come and record in the state of Alaska. Akimi is in partnership with the Alaska State Council for the Arts, Atwood Foundation, the municipality of Anchorage, and the JAC. And we're doing really good stuff. A lot of amazing people are behind the scenes doing really hard work on this. And this will help us put Alaska on the map in the world of music. So.
Yeah, and actually we're going to have more about that next Tuesday. Marion Call, who would be proud that you got your pitch in there. That's awesome. Marion is going to be on the show next Tuesday. We're going to talk a little bit more about the survey because it'll be coming to a close almost. But it's really interesting, the thing she was telling me, that they did this study along with two other towns that are similar to Juneau in terms of being off the road system kind of thing. One's like in Finland, and then I think one's in Greenland or something. And it's really interesting because they're comparing the economics of the music industry, and it's something that is really important for everyone to do. So even if you're like a hobbyist, even if you play music just once in a while, it's great to take this survey so that Akimi, AKA also Music Alaska, you can find their stuff on Spotify too. They've got a great playlist on Spotify of Alaskan musicians if you're looking for that kind of thing. So it's really, really cool. And everyone's going to go see Lisa on Saturday and just love the ukulele sound. And I think it'll be a great for walking around and stuffing your face at the same time while you're listening to the music. So let's talk about these workshops. So Sarah Lewis, University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension. I love that UAF has so many programs down here in Juneau. I had a guest on recently who was we were talking about marine stuff that's down here.
Yep. Sea Grant.
Yeah. And so you're going to be doing sort of a canning and food preservation demo. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am. And next time I'm going to ask them when the music is going to be played so that I don't accidentally get scheduled at the same time that Lisa is playing.
Well, your workshop's at 12:30. You just got to be done in half an hour.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be doing so I'm the Family and Community Development Agent for Southeast Alaska for the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Okay.
So Fairbanks is the mothership, but we do all kinds of things, agriculture, horticulture, 4-H, food, local food resources, resilience, all kinds of things. But a lot of it is around teaching. We're university. I'm an associate professor. And so what I'm going to be doing at the festival is canning and food preservation methods. So it's kind of my food preservation basics class. So I'll be talking about how to water bath can. So that's jams and jellies and fruits and things and berries. And I'm going to talk about pressure canning, which is your fish and your soups and your sauces and your spaghetti sauce and your venison and things like that. Then I'm also going to be talking about pickling with vinegar and then pickling through fermentation. So those are two really, especially fermentation is for the past decade, really. Fermentation has been one of my most popular topics. So that's sauerkraut is the entry drug for that. But there's lots of other kinds that I'll talk about. And also dehydrating. So canning, two types of canning, dehydrating, and two types of pickling. I'll be talking about those. Those are what we use in Southeast Alaska and throughout Alaska. But for taking that harvest that typically happens at a certain time in the year and making it so that we can enjoy it later on in the year. And there's some food safety issues with some of it, and some of it, you know, tips and tricks and skills associated with the equipment. None of it is terribly complicated. But it's skills that are really good to have in Southeast when we're talking about local food resources.
It's good to have the details, right? To make sure that you're doing it right so that you don't go to your cabinet in 6 months and be like, oh, fail,
ew.
Right? So yeah, you goo hanging out over the side of the can or something like that. Yeah. And so I know, Phil, you said that this sort of festival has sort of a sustainability focus, and it's also, it's a lot of Alaskan grown stuff. So the sustainability, are there some of these workshops pertaining to that? It seems like maybe like Rising Tide Farm, they're doing something about harvesting dahlias.
Yeah, I don't know much about it myself, but it sounds really interesting. And yeah, just I think there's a whole realm of dialogue and information to for people to understand about what it means to harvest things sustainably, because there is a mode and method of doing that rather than just going out and grabbing everything you can.
Right.
So I think it's really going to be how to partake in that practice in a conscientious way, and then how you look at storing and preserving those items.
Yeah. Right. So in the workshop, there's three workshops. One's at 10:30. They're on the hour starting at 10:30. So Becky Fletcher from the state of Alaska will be there to talk about food permitting and cottage foods. So that's kind of cool. And then Sarah Dolan from Rising Tide Farm, harvesting dahlias, dividing and storing those. Then Sarah's. And she's going to talk fast because she wants to listen to Lisa.
I want to sneak away and go to this homesteading masterclass by Sarah.
I think we could come up with a set. The two of us together.
I think we could do something.
We're going to be flying by the seat of our pants, it sounds like. No, I'm really excited about all the workshops, and it's going to be hard for me because I will not be able to sit in all of them, obviously. But it is really cool information being imparted to the public by really skilled and knowledgeable people. So I encourage everyone to come check it out because it's all free.
Yeah, that's right. It is free. You don't even have to pay a dime besides the stuff that you might be buying from some of the vendors or tipping the musicians, you know, might as well, right? And there's some great stuff on the website too at jhc.org. There's all kinds of links about the cottage foods and temporary food service permits and the licensing and all the different things. So if you're interested in being a vendor, remember you have until about 5 o'clock to sign up over there, and you might be able to find out a little bit more information about what might be needed, because perhaps you doing it as a hobby and you're like, hey, I want to sell some of my soap, or I want to sell some of my baked goods, or whatever it is you might have on the docket. Or probably the musicians is full this year, but you reach out to Phil at jahc.org and be like, I want to be a musician next year. Or do you have music during the sort of regular vendor or the like regular spring markets?
Yeah, we try to. It doesn't always work out because, you know, it's based on the availability of musicians and artists.
Right.
But yes, we do like to offer that when we can.
Yeah, that's cool. And I also wanted to mention before, maybe Lisa might play us out with another little something-something, just a something. You got
two more really quick things to mention that we didn't get a chance to go
over. No, I wanted, it's a fundraiser, right? I wanted to talk about the fundraiser.
Yes, we do have an e-bike raffle, an ice cream fundraiser. So the raffle tickets are very affordable at just $1, and you could win a Jetson Bolt Pro folding electric bike. So definitely buy raffle tickets to that. And then there's also ice cream by donation from the Jack. And all of those proceeds are benefiting the Any Given Child program, which is a really great educational arts resource for kids in our community.
That's awesome.
And then
I'm sure there's no limit on the amount of raffle tickets I can buy, right?
And they're only $1, so get hundreds of them.
Okay.
and then we also have the Juneau Chamber of Commerce is going to be there with their truck raffle where you can win an entire truck.
What?
Yeah. So if you are in the mood to win a truck, check them out. They'll be there as well.
That sounds so good. So let me wrap up these details here. So it's this Saturday, August 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get there early. Make sure you get there early. It's at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center and also outside in the parking lot between the Jack and Centennial Hall. It's totally free, which is awesome, but still bring some green in your jeans so that you can, you know, buy some stuff and tip your musicians. And I guess you could even tip your workshop participants, but that's probably not the way. Sarah's going to be like, no, go spend your money on the Any Given Child raffle.
Yes, exactly.
Put
go
your
tip
money
Lisa. that'll be our ranger.
Yeah, that's you'll have a little sign. And then it's over 40 vendors. They're selling fresh produce, jellies, jams, baked goods, home beauty products, arts, crafts, more. It's sounds like just a total blast.
Yeah.
And let's knock on the wood for awesome weather this weekend. It's been so nice this last couple of days that it doesn't seem like it wouldn't be possible. So thank you for coming in. And maybe Lisa will take us out with a little bit of something on the ukulele.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely.
If you don't catch me on Saturday at 1 at the Food Fest, then you can catch me on September 16th at the Jack's Fresh Air Market from 10 a.m. to 11:30. I will be playing some uke tunes, and here's one for you now. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all fade away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. I can't be contented with yesterday's glories. I can't live on promises, winter till spring. Today is my moment, and now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all fade away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. Well, I'll be a dandy and I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the songs that I sing. I'll feast at your table, I'll sleep in your clover. Who cares what tomorrow may bring? Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all fade away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
Yes, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Buzz.
That will do it for today's Juno Afternoon. Have a terrific Thursday. On tomorrow's show, previews of the Duck Derby happening this weekend, a pinball tournament happening next week, and some updates on Treadwell Arena from CBJ Parks and Rec. Juno Afternoon airs Tuesday through Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KTOO Juno 104.3 and KAUK Juno Auk Bay 91.7. Hello, out the road! Find the show online at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, provide feedback, give us ideas, subscribe to the podcast, or find out how to be a guest on the show. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Juno Afternoon is a project of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Aaron Tripp. Thanks, and have an awesome Juno evening.